welcome to the Questionnaires podcast, where each week we source the best questions from Yahoo Answers and attempt to provide the best advice from...
What is stopping people from putting bike locks on other people's bikes?
Two...
Isn't it crazy how tea can smell like so much, but taste like so little?
We're here to prove that every question deserves an answer. Joining with me this week, as always, is Marcus.
Hello.
And Damien.
I'm pretty sure the collective world is shaking their tea bags at me after that question.
Hello, Tom.
You were going to say something. And you...
Yeah, well,
hello. I better acknowledge Tom. Yes,
we better acknowledge Tom first.
Let's get one thing straight, all right, Marcus?
Yeah.
Do not ever cut me off again just to greet Tom, all right?
Right.
Do not ever do that again.
I thought you were done.
We're all co-hosts here. Yes. I'm not host. We're co-hosts.
In fact, Tom, holding down. I'm going to teabag you live on air.
Oh, yeah. No. I was just about to say, guys, what are your feelings on tea, though? I hate tea.
I'm abstaining because I don't know if I've told you guys about this. When I've mentioned my controversial fruit feelings on the podcast, I had multiple friends tell me how mad it made them listening to me talk about why I don't like fruit.
Oh, okay.
And I think people, like the craft beer scene, I think people are very passionate about tea. I'm not touching it. You guys can do what you want.
I am touching it.
So wait, are we at the point where we're an opinion podcast and we're just so like everything we say will get us into trouble so we can't give our personal opinions?
No, fuck that. I'll give my opinion. Okay, I'm going to go full steam ahead.
Just go spill the tea.
Yeah, that's it. I just don't like tea.
Yeah?
I find it like hot cordial. And if you put milk into it, it's even weirder.
I think I once saw a band at a festival called Hot Cordial.
It's gross. I've tried tea so many times, like peppermint. I've tried different types of tea.
Yeah.
And I've still not liked. I just like coffee or nothing at all.
I think tea serves a purpose, though. Like, if you've got a bit of a scratchy throat, maybe you want a bit of tea with honey.
Yeah,
tea
maybe. With honey could help. There's so many different teas that there are, or there's a point for it for all.
Yeah.
And I can understand the point of, I want a hot drink at night that doesn't keep me up.
Okay. I respect tea because I think it's a good gift.
Yes.
I think tea is a good gift to be like, I got you a tea, like a bunch of tea from T2.
Yeah.
Or like a tea branded store. Let's not say T2.
Yeah.
Because they're not paying for it.
Yeah.
So I won't say T2 anymore.
T2
is not, I'm not going to mention T2.
No.
I have no strong feelings for or against tea.
Here we go. He's very impartial.
He doesn't get involved. Look,
I have a red dot on his head from the window.
That's it. I have nothing against tea drinkers.
Okay.
And go for gold, all right? Tea drinkers.
Okay.
Just not for me.
Twining's gold.
Can I ask you though? Yeah. How do you feel about green tea?
Green tea.
Okay, but let me twist it. Green tea ice cream, the variations of green tea. Have you ever had a matcha before?
Yeah, I don't mind matcha.
You don't mind matcha?
Yeah. I can't say that I hate all tea. I mean,
okay, all right, cool.
There's that much
not
tea.
All teas are bad.
All the tea that are out there in the world, I have to live with it.
Chai tea?
Yeah, not bad.
Chai tea's nice.
Chai lattes are good.
Yeah.
Ooh. But that's not tea, but I guess it's similar flavor. Look, I'm not saying all teas are bad.
Yeah.
But I will never go, I could do a good tea. You know it's a good tea?
Yeah.
A bubble tea.
Oh, okay. Bubble tea's good. Yeah. You know what's a good tea?
What?
TV.
Ah, TV?
Television. TV.
Ah, TV. Yes. TV ain't good. But yeah, no. TV is good. Mm. See, tea does work.
Stop saying the word tea. I'm losing my mind. I'm actually going crazy.
You're going TT crazy.
Anyway.
Stop.
Anyway, let's leave it there. How are we all doing this
good.
Week, boys?
Yeah?
Terrific. Terrific, guys. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I had to drive through traffic to get here.
Yeah, me too.
I have not been used to traffic for over a year now.
Let me just say, it's a long weekend this weekend too.
Yes.
We're recording on the Friday of a long weekend, which is notoriously the worst time to get in a vehicle and go anywhere.
Yeah, that is true.
So, Damien, like, I guess you can just enjoy the fact that you were at home while we were battling traffic to get here.
Yeah, I was just looking at Google Maps laughing the whole time. Yeah.
It
was
really... all those dark red lines all over the place.
He's loving it.
It was great for me.
Have fun, suckers. But like, look, long weekend. What better way to start the weekend than with some question answering from the website Yahoo Answers, which is what we do. We find questions from that website, Yahoo Answers. We try to provide advice to these people to help them on their way. That is how the show works. The other thing we do is we choose a theme to name the question askers. And it's my theme this week. And guys, in the next 7 days, I have 3 weddings to go to.
Ooh,
3 weddings in the next 7 days. I feel like it's like a movie with Owen Wilson and David Swan.
Four weddings and a funeral.
It's three weddings and that's all.
That's it.
Three weddings and a long weekend. So I've got some weddings to go to. So I thought we could name the question askers after famous Hollywood couples.
Famous Hollywood couples, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of test you. If you know Hollywood couples, they can be, let's just say, celebrity couples.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Are they still together or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. If they were ever together, they don't have to be married. I'm going to have like a really loose like criteria here because... Yeah. Don't want you to be wrong, Marcus.
All right.
Mainly Marcus, because I know Damien probably pull Damien something
out. Damien knows all these celebrity couples, but I'm going to go first.
Go for it, darling.
All right. The celebrity couple I'm going to go with is Brad and whoever else, because he's always in some fucking celebrity couple.
Like Brad and his spouse.
Yeah.
Brad who?
Brad Pitt. Brad. But everybody knew. When I said Brad, they knew exactly
who
Brad
was. Brad is mechanic or like, yeah. Who is Brad?
Brad Pitt. All right.
Sinking scooters
and
with
Angelina
Brad.
Jolie. Okay, Jennifer yeah. Aniston.
Right.
Gwyneth Paltrow, I think he was with.
Yeah, he was with yeah.
Gwyneth
yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, I think yeah. so.
Oh,
what's in
go.
The box?
Yeah, I was in the box. He was with Brad. It was Brad and Angelina were the last ones.
That was the more popular
and
one.
They're split up now?
They're split up now.
They right. were the longest one together, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Again, didn't pick anyone you know that well, but I'm glad you got one name out of a couple in there.
Brangelina.
Brangelina.
Brangelina? Is that what they were anyway.
Brangelina. No,
Brangelina?
Brangelina.
Yeah, Brangelina.
Brangelina sounds like a different word to use
I
for a penis.
I think it was Brangelico is actually yeah, the name of it.
Yeah, that's
it,
Brangelico.
Where are you, Brangelina?
Brangelina.
Brangelina.
Brangelina. All right, anyway.
go for it.
Brad and Angelina, right in. Was it rude for me to ask someone to stop eating loudly? First of all, I just hate having to hear the sound of someone chewing. It's so freaking disgusting and annoying. Anywhere I go, it could be a restaurant or at a movie theater. I have to put up with this and I can't stand it any longer. I asked a gentleman at McDonald's to stop eating like that. He just gave me a dirty look and said, "Are you talking to me?" I replied.
Take it easy, Robert De Niro.
Yeah. I replied, yeah, with a sarcastic tone. And then I got up and left. I was in no way trying to start a fight. All I said was, "Please chew your food like a normal adult." And get him to realize there are other adults present too that don't like sounds of chewing. Mm. Things like this are just ugly in the end. Was I wrong? Brad Gelina.
Well, Marcus.
Yes.
I will say, Marcus, is you're a loud eater.
I chop loud, yes.
Yeah. You like triggered like some memories to me when you're saying eating loudly at McDonald's. And the one thing that I know that you would do at McDonald's was you would crunch your ice.
Not anymore, but yes, I did. Yes.
That's what I would remember of Marcus. He's like, he's finished
I feel like we've spoken about that before.
He finishes his drink and he'll crunch his ice.
Yeah.
That's noisy, right? Yeah. That is noisy.
That's just giving Tom some PTSD.
I don't have a problem with it, but I think usually if people would have a problem with eating loudly,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing more. It's like you're eating like a bag of screws.
Yeah.
Like you've just like tucked into screws and you just started chomping in there.
Yeah, well, look, you have to chew on. Like, I was the kind of person that, I don't know what it was, I had to chew on something.
Right, right.
And by the end of the meal, ice was the way to go.
Yeah.
Now,
frozen water. Let's just say, not the drug ice.
Yeah. Frozen water. Yeah. And it's funny because I reckon I attribute my needing to chew on things to my weight gain.
It's like, if I chewed more ice, that would have been
not
better.
Not ice necessarily. It wasn't ice.
So your idea was like, if I chew ice, that's no calories. No, it's win-win.
It wasn't necessarily that. I just had to chew on something.
Yeah.
But I always just, you know, I like the feeling of, you know,
eating.
Things crushing between my teeth.
Yeah. You like to feel powerful.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like soup because it can't chew it.
Mm.
It's just, you know, like, I know there's vegetables.
That's why God invented croutons.
Yeah, right. My life will be miserable if I had to get I lose all my teeth and I can't chew no more.
Oh, okay.
I am fearing the day because I'm like, that's the best kind of food.
That's like a nightmare situation.
Yeah, exactly.
To live through a straw or an IV or something.
Yeah, I think the only way I can eat soup is with croutons through it or something with a bit more texture.
A bit of bread. Soup and bread go
together.
That's
fine, yeah. I always have to dunk something in. I'm like, the flavor is lovely.
Yeah.
The texture in my mouth is not what I want.
Right.
I want the crunch.
Okay.
I'm like Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch right there.
That's it.
Okay.
So that's why.
How do you feel about other people eating? Do you ever, like, does it trigger you when you hear other people eating loudly?
No, because I am a loud eater myself.
Like, I'm probably like...
if I had a problem with loud eaters, I'd be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I might have misremembered the question, but did they say this person was chewing so loud it annoyed the whole restaurant?
Just annoyed
just
them.
The one person.
Or just them.
This is one person who has a problem with chewing.
Brangelina's got the problem with a random person.
At McDonald's.
They confronted a random person.
It also makes me wonder how quiet this restaurant is, right?
Yeah, right.
It's McDonald's.
Because McDonald's usually have parties and stuff going on. And there's like beeps and like the fries are done.
You know what I'm saying? Like or like, are you sitting right next to them? What is going on here?
That's a very good point.
But it could be a case of crunching and all that, but it could be like someone that she's like,
I
dislike that more than somebody being a loud eater.
Yeah.
If they're like
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes. if they're putting into words how they feel about the meal over and over. I remember I was at a restaurant not that long ago, and a lady at another table just kept saying, oh, this is to die for. After every bite, it's like, yeah, okay.
You're like, I wish you were dead then.
Yeah, I wanted her. I was like, okay, then die. Yeah. Because she keeps saying it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she was enjoying her meal, but it's like,
don't need a commentary. Yeah.
Just stop.
It's like she's doing like what's it called? Mukbang?
Mukbang.
What's that?
You don't know what a mukbang is?
No.
Oh, it's when you get a couple of people together, you throw your keys in a bowl. No. it's basically people eating food on YouTube and just sitting there eating food and just talking and like just discussing
the eating food.
Like, oh, it's so great. And they're like slurping. Sorry if that triggers anyone, that noise. Yeah. But it's gross. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But it's a huge thing on YouTube.
I find slurping a really bad sound.
Yeah.
Like when people
you do it. Yeah. So you complain about it, then do it into the microphone.
When they're actually eating food. I'm not eating food right now.
That sounds the same.
Everyone's tuning out now.
Yeah, everyone's like, I've had enough of this podcast.
But some people do like it. But do you reckon you'd ever be out in public and someone's like, oh, I can hear that guy eating, and they're like trying to inch closer to be like, this is like a live mukbang.
Yeah, I feel like... Wait, you're saying in public I would try and listen to it more?
No, but like someone that would like mukbang would, if they hear someone that's a loud eater in public, they're like, oh my God, it's out in the wild.
Yes.
Like I usually have to watch this in shame under my bed covers, like with my headphones on, but I'm witnessing it live.
Well, yeah, if you're witnessing it live and you're shameful enough to watch it at home, you're probably not going to go.
It's like an ASMR thing, I guess.
In this situation, surely you would just move, right?
It's
like,
McDonald's.
If you're at a Macca's, it's not hard to move. It's like Macca's is packed, you know, to the rafters.
Yep.
I'm not the kind of person that would tell somebody else off for most things.
Yeah, yes. Especially a stranger, right?
Stranger, yeah. Like eating loudly is one thing that's probably very low on the totem pole of what I would complain about.
Yeah, yeah.
But even something that's really high, I'd still be like, yeah, I'd just rather just ignore it, move away or something
I think there could be way worse things. Like if someone's got like a, I don't know, like a piercing laugh or something, might be more irritating if you're trying to talk and like someone's really like yelling or something. Yeah. That would be more irritating in public than someone eating loudly.
I also just think when you're tugging into some McDonald's, told you this, McDonald's is my Achilles heel, as I like to call it. Right. It's an experience. Just let the person enjoy their food. You know, if you interrupt me while I'm halfway through my big quack, it's going to upset me.
It's fast food, right? It doesn't last that long. So like, enjoy it. Right?
Yeah, you're going to enjoy it. It's like the Fast and the Furious. You've just got to eat it. And you're like, that's it.
Right. Exactly. It's exactly like the Fast and Furious. Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Do you think this person who complained is in the wrong?
Yeah. Look, I would think that it's one of those things, like it's like a public place. People are going to be out there. People are going to have different ways of living, right? Some people are going to, you know, walk faster than slower than others. Doesn't mean that you could call someone out for being like, excuse me, can you walk faster? Can you walk, you know, you're in my way, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think you have to know that when you're in a wide open world, it's not like you're in your house and it's like your children and you have like house rules to be like, I don't know, eat with your mouth closed instead of, you know what I mean? Like you can't control other people and there's going to be other people out in the world.
And if you're at a Macca's, I would take somebody eating loudly over little kids running through all the tables and stuff like that.
Yelling for crazy.
It's not that bad.
There are many worse things at McDonald's that you can, happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what do we want to say for this person then? That you shouldn't complain, that you just got to deal with it?
Do you feel like there are ways to deal with it? Like, would there be
two nuggets?
Yeah.
Three nuggets, sorry. Right. Put one in each ear and then the third one, shove it straight up your ass.
I like it. All right. Regulator, that's your advice. Shove a nugget up your butt.
That's my nugget of advice for this person.
Nugget of truth.
I would say what you need to do is eat at the same time.
Yeah.
I think if you're eating and you're focusing on like yourself eating, you probably won't hear the other person eating.
That's true.
Your sinuses are getting clogged up.
I think my advice is better, but whatever. Right. You know.
I mean, you can chew on that nugget in your ass if you want.
Yeah. Well, the only other thing I could think of is try to get used to people eating. Mm. So
like, what? So it's like, what do you mean?
You know how you're saying like that mukbang, whatever it was called?
Mukbang.
Yeah. Watch some of those clips. Get used to the idea.
You want to do like Clockwork Orange where you just like pin me with my eyes open while I watch some guy eat a lobster.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that could be like ease your way into it. That at least you can handle it.
I think if you are 5 years old or 50 years old, just living should acclimate you to other people eating.
Yeah, that's so
you
true.
Don't need to.
I mean, you eat meals like 3 times a day mostly.
Yes. All right,
is this
fine.
The first time they've eaten with someone else there?
Fine. Nugget up the butt. Let's go. Let's
nugget up the butt.
Nugget up the butt.
Nugget up the butt.
Nugget up the butt.
All right. Nugget up the butt. Let's leave it there for Brad Angelina. And Angelina. Yeah. Damien, do you want to go next with this one?
I would love to.
All right.
And this is going to come from Chavril.
Chavril. Is this Chad Kroger and Kroger and Avril Lavigne?
That is correct. Tom.
Yeah. Are they still together?
I don't think so.
Oh, wasn't she with Derek from Sum 41?
She was with Derek from Sum 41.
Yeah. Sum 41.
But Nickelback's still together, so that's all that matters anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So Chavril writes in, do I love my paintings too much? Ooh. I, a 22-year-old female, kind of got to a point where I realized I can just buy whatever I want. Something I've started doing is commissioning portraits of myself in different styles and putting them around my house. Mm-hmm. My friend, 22-year-old male, moved in last month. We were talking in my room this morning and he told me the nude painting of me in there makes him uncomfortable.
Oh.
The painting is supposed to be like Goya's painting, La Maya Desnuda. Apologize to all the Spanish listeners,
yep.
Which is completely non-sexual.
What is it? La Goya?
I will show you the picture. I've got it here for you.
Thank you.
So, Tom, describe it to our listeners.
Wow. That's a front-on pic.
Yeah. It almost looks like, yeah, she's laying down sort of like on her side with her arms up. Fully naked.
I've got a way of explaining it. The Titanic film. Where Paint me like a French girl.
It's that's exactly it. Like that.
It's that.
And just put a nugget up my butt.
Yeah. And actually there's a nugget up my butt there. Paint me like
La Goya.
Right. So this person, to put it in context for our listeners, she's has naked. A picture of themselves painted naked in their room, right?
With a nugget up the butt.
Yes.
Can't forget that.
I'm actually a huge prude and not an exhibitionist.
Oh.
I disagree.
So I took it down to make him happy, even though I think he's being a big baby about it. Now, he's told me the way the fully clothed portrait of me over the mantle is placed also makes him feel uncomfortable. I honestly put it there to be a bit funny, like I'm an 1800s matriarch looking down on everyone.
Okay.
I told him I wasn't willing to take that one down, and he says that's a stupid hill for me to die on. I want to make my house as comfortable for him as possible, but I really love that thing. Should the paintings go or my roommate?
Ooh. Oh,
Chavril. I have no problem in you taking down the naked photo. I feel like it is very uncomfortable.
It's not a photo. It's a painting.
It's a painting.
Painting. And this is why. If it was a naked painting of anybody else,
yeah.
I think keep it up.
Yeah.
It's a naked painting of you. And if it's very clearly you, but I feel like that's uncomfortable for any housemate,
yeah.
Let alone a friend.
Marcus, I could get a painting of a naked man and have my face painted on it.
No. Just you. Naked painting
of
you.
How would you know? How do you know that that's exactly what they look like?
And that's what made me question this picture. Right? I'm like, because she said, I wonder, I'm guessing it's not her body. It's probably just a body double and they've painted her face on it, right?
Unless she had a photo. She painted it herself, right?
No.
She's commissioning people to do it for
her. On Fiverr and stuff.
On Fiverr. I guess we know what we're going to do. Let's commission a naked painting
of
from Fiverr.
All three, yeah.
If you subscribe to our Patreon, you can get new paintings,
paintings of us all.
Naked paintings from Fiverr.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's commissioned. Well, I mean, she could have posed naked, but I feel like something about it being a painting makes it less.
But dude, okay.
Like, it's just oils and stuff.
Yeah. It's just oils and stuff.
But imagine this.
From paint.
Imagine this, all right? Because I try to think about this situation. I'm like, would it make me uncomfortable if me and Marcus are roommates?
Yeah.
I go into his room to have a conversation.
No, not his room. Living room, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, naked one's in her bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Which is
the one that's true. Where she's dressed in fully clothed is in the living room.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
If I went to have a conversation with Marcus in his bedroom,
yeah.
Fair enough, it's his bedroom, his rules.
Yeah.
But there is a painting, a naked painting of
him.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's not his body. If I can see his face and his hog in all its glory,
right.
I'm going to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I've seen many of my friends naked throughout the years. Mm. I still wouldn't want a painting of Marcus naked staring at me.
But I would say this. I didn't realize it was in her bedroom. In her bedroom, he doesn't need to go in her bedroom.
Right.
Therefore, the painting up in her bedroom is fine.
Did he ask to take down the bedroom one?
Yes. Okay. That's the one that
so
went
that
down.
That wasn't her being like, I better take it down.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
him
that
saying,
was
take it down.
And she took it down and he's unhappy about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I think like she's done like one
good thing.
That, yeah, right. And it's almost like, let me have some painting up.
Yeah.
Why does she have multiple paintings of
she
herself?
She loves it. She
That's
loves
so
it.
Weird,
yeah,
right?
Loves looking at herself in all these different poses. I think the medieval one that she's talking about in the living room with clothes.
Yes.
Keep it up. Why not?
That's
fine.
I think it's fine.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I think why not?
Yeah.
Like, does she own the place and she's renting it out? Or?
The roommate's paying rent. I don't know if they own the place,
okay.
But it was their place to begin with.
Yeah.
They put down roots first.
Yeah.
I think having, if it's a large painting, even large pictures, I feel like is a little bit too, I don't know. It's not something I would do to have like big portraits of myself or my family up on the wall. Like, I don't know.
You wouldn't have a big portrait of you and your family on the wall?
Like Schitt's Creek type of thing?
Exactly, like Schitt's Creek. No, I wouldn't do that sort of thing to have like a big, I don't know, it's sort of.
I feel like it's very 90s.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a lot of houses in the 90s, like people's houses I went through, where their whole family was like this big portrait of it.
I've been through, like, I do a lot of Gumtree shopping, so I've been to a lot of strangers' houses.
Yeah.
And, like, I've gone into people's houses and seen, like, wedding, like massive printouts of people's wedding, like, as they come in. Like,
yeah.
Some people just, like, go crazy for it. And they like those big, you know, personal portraits.
They like photos and paintings of themselves. I mean, like, that's cool.
Fair enough.
As the wedding, it's a good day.
Fair enough. But, like, I don't know. It's just not really my thing to be, like, I feel like it would make me feel awkward that people are just like seeing it when they visit my house. Like people like me from Gumtree.
If I can go all art historian on this question asker
please
right now.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
I don't know a lot about art, but this is one of the few paintings that I actually know a bit about.
Oh, yeah.
So they said in their question, it's not a overtly sexual painting.
No. Yes.
That's baloney.
He's like, I did art history.
I did
art. It actually looks pretty, like,
it is. It looks
pretty
sexual, right?
Yeah, it does.
There's some few fun facts about this Goya painting.
Yeah.
One, they believe it's either a painting of his mistress or the president of Spain, prime minister of Spain, who commissioned it, right?
Uh-huh, right.
And it's like one of the first ever nude paintings of a woman in Western art.
So
this is like essentially
right there. That's a sexy.
That's the first porno.
It's like one of the first nudes.
Right.
It's like send nudes. It's like, all right, I'll send a painter over to your house. We'll knock this out in 8 hours.
First nude sent.
And like Goya got in like a lot of hot water as a result, because it's like, usually when they painted naked women back then, it was like mythological figures, right? They weren't real people.
Yeah, right.
Whereas like,
this
is like Sharon from down the road. Right. I know. Painted her naked,
I know that lady.
Oh, my Goya.
Which is kind of, which is kind of wild.
Right.
Also, fun fact, it's one of the first, this is my.
Is it a fun fact?
I can't remember.
Are we going to have fun, Damien?
I don't know. I can't remember like my family's birthdays, but I remember this fact. Right?
It is one of the first positive portrayals of pubic hair in Western art.
Was it?
It's positive?
Because usually.
Was there pubic hair on that?
I thought it was a. I used the enhanced feature, Tom. There's pubic hair.
Okay.
And a nugget.
Chicken nugget.
The sweet and sour sauce sitting on the side.
This was the first sighting of a McChicken nugget way before.
McChicken nugget, yeah.
Was it the first positive portrayal of a nugget?
Ronald was the painter. Yeah. McDonald's.
Ronald, that's it. That was Grimace, actually.
Yeah, he used those crowns that come with the Happy Meal, right?
Yeah. So you guys know art history.
I know. We work at McDonald's, we know.
Because at that time, pubic hair was generally like associated like with prostitutes and stuff. It was like a dirty thing.
Oh, okay.
Whereas prostitutes had pubic hair?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everybody has pubic hair.
Yeah, they do, but it was kind of like attributed to like dirty women, that type of thing. Oh, like right. It was used pubic hair was a pejorative back then.
Okay.
This is like a positive portrayal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I digress. That's been my art attack. We can finish it now.
Thanks, Neil.
My point was, I was trying to say, was like at the time.
Yeah, cutting edge.
It was a cutting edge, but also like a sexy photo.
Yeah, right. Did and you see the Goya?
Exactly. Ooh, nice. It got Goya in hot water.
It got a lot of people hot under the collar.
That's
too,
right. As you would imagine, something like that.
I wanted to ask you guys: are there any photos, artworks, paintings that you can think of in houses you've lived in or visited that made you uncomfortable? That stick in your brain?
I remember there's one painting I remember, not that it was uncomfortable for that reason, for like a nudity reason, but it made me uncomfortable because it was a painting of this little boy crying in my grandparents' house.
Oh.
It was a big painting and he was crying and it was really unsettling.
Why do they have that?
No
Is
idea.
Is it a famous picture?
I don't know. Maybe. I can look it up and see if I can find it.
It's like, I saw this kid crying. I'm like,
it was this huge thing that was in one of the bedrooms of my grandparents' house. And I always just look at it. It's very unsettling to see this kid. Might be a famous painting.
You were a kid.
I would have been a kid, like when I first.
They didn't make you reenact the photo or anything.
Not crying or anything like that, but okay. I didn't like it. I just I don't like this kid looking at me crying tears. Like it was a real, like it must have been a sad moment.
Interesting.
Yeah. That made me uncomfortable.
You know, my parents used to have these like drawings in their bedroom. Like there are these like it's like a white background with like black sort of line. It's just like a black line. Drawing of like these sort of like half naked people, and that always made me sort of feel like a little bit. Oh, I can't look at that.
can't look at that.
It's like a Zeus looking dude, like a big Zeus looking dude, just like drawn naked.
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus just showing the photo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very sad picture.
My nonna has the same picture in her house.
Yeah. What? The curse of the crying boy. It's called.
Hang on. We gotta. What's the curse?
I don't know. But that's the boy. One.
So. It must be because me and Marcus are both
Isn't
Italian.
Is Italian guilt thing?
I am convinced that when all Italian immigrants came to Australia, they all went to the same like one-stop shop because when I go to any other Italian's house, same plates, same glasses, like same tiles, and same paintings.
That's it. There's probably a place in Brunswick that they all went to.
They all sell.
Like,
right,
there must have been like, instead of Costco, it was like Frunkel Costco. Like back in the day. And I think they just
grand
bought
sale, grand sale.
It was their one-stop shop. Yeah. They just bought everything.
That's it. You need a house? Here, we'll give you. we got everything in your house. We've got a plate.
I've never seen those glasses on shelves or like in a store anywhere.
They bought them all.
It must have bought them all.
They just bought them all.
Costco had a grand sale.
Grand sale.
And he moved them.
And then Naz moved into the furniture business. It didn't work out so much for him.
Frunkel, you're not going to be able to move this many glasses.
Watch me.
Prime me. Okay. Yeah.
You were saying, Tom, about the paintings in your bathrooms upstairs.
It was not a painting. It was like a framed picture of this guy on a toilet.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It's like I think it's the guy who plays Dame Edna.
Oh, Barry Humphries.
Yeah, Barry Humphries. Yeah,
but
yeah.
As like a guy.
Yeah,
it's probably Norman Gunn. Oh, what are these characters
like
he plays?
He's on the toilet, and I was like every time you would go to the bathroom and look at it, you're just like, why am I looking at this like ugly guy in the toilet?
Yeah,
it's a different interpretation of art.
His character always grossed me out as well, so that I didn't find that character funny.
Yeah, well, maybe it's supposed to be like so it helps you like get in and get out.
Like, yeah, he's like, I'm not comfortable yet.
Let me just take care of this.
Did Damon have anything uncomfortable?
Yeah, there is one.
Okay,
and it is the one that was in Marcus's. Childhood home.
Oh, I know the one. I was going to bring it up. I'm glad I didn't bring it up.
And I will tell regale people the story of this. Ooh, so we used to go to Marcus's house a lot back in the day in high school. And we used to hang out in his bedroom. And there is a charcoal drawing.
Charcoal, I think it was. Or even just like a 2B pencil sort of thing. Yeah. Like it was like a gray and
black. And it's essentially, it's a picture of you and your brother.
Yeah. Yes.
As children.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's you both your heads side by side.
Yep. Just looking straight on.
No matter where you move, the painting follows you.
Yep.
And it gives you like vibes of The Shining, like the twins.
Yeah.
That like little girls in the dresses. We're here. Yep. That type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we were wearing dresses in that drawing.
And it was creepy, right?
Yeah. And I have these memories because like me and Marcus would like watch a movie in his room. He would fall asleep. And while I'm watching the movie, in the corner of the eye, I would just see the painting look at me. And when you would fall asleep, the painting would talk to me and say,
yeah, makes sense.
We demand blood sacrifice.
Yeah.
Kill the one they call Marcus. And then that's why there was that day you woke up and I had a Guitar Hero controller over my head about to bash your brains in.
You had an axe over my head, so
and
to
a
speak.
Nugget up the butt as well.
Of course.
Nugget up his butt, though.
It always reminded me, do you know the start of Family Ties? It's like where it starts off with like a sketch. That always like that's I've just showed like a little sketch.
Yes,
this is like a pencil sketch.
Yeah,
it always reminded me of that. Like the
it's like a scarier version of the Take on Me.
But
film
instead
clip.
Of Michael J. Fox, it was Marcus J. Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we got recorded this episode, Marcus, because I gave you guys
a little bit of a warning,
a bit behind the curtain.
Don't tell them.
I didn't tell you what the question was, but I told you to think about artworks that creeped you out.
Yep.
You said there was one in one of the old houses you used to live in. Yeah. Which one were you talking about?
It wasn't a creep out one. It was just a painting that. When I first moved out, I was like, I've got to put things on the wall.
Yeah.
And someone gave to me, he's like, hey, we've got this painting that we don't put up. Do you want to put it up on your wall? I said, all right, cool. Put it up. It's all these checkered boxes of different colors. Okay.
I remember it.
Doesn't matter because everybody used to fucking hate that
shit on it. Right.
Yeah. Just shit on it. Just say it's the ugliest painting. I'm like, it's the painting towards the toilet just to cover up.
Okay.
But no, everybody hated it. Everyone used to say it's the shittest painting ever.
See, I don't. I must have repressed that memory.
All
I remember
was the lion painting, which I like. The lion painting.
Lion painting's still at my old housemate's house. There? It's still there. They've got it.
I like the lion painting.
It's a nice one. That was given to us by a good friend.
There you go. There you go. All right.
Yeah. I think it was also you. Did you put in with that?
I did not.
Okay. Well, Dave, you could have taken credit there.
Yeah.
But anyway,
he's not a lion.
We digress.
Not that piece of shit painting.
No. The piece of shit painting was given to us.
Jokes.
All right. So, what do we want to say then for the advice? The final advice.
Ooh. Yes. Okay.
I don't know. It's tough because like. Yes, their roommate's paying rent, but they've already conceded one victory. They've taken the naked picture down, which I think is whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think the other painting's hurting anybody.
They're new as well, right? They're new to the house. I think you have to let someone who's been there before to be like, well, look, this is technically my place and this is what I've done. I'm not going to change it all around and get different furniture and get everything else. Like, I think if there was there's got to be some sort of compromise to let them have some sort of things up.
Yes.
When they want, right?
100%, yeah.
I don't know. I think so. Like a problematic to have a picture of someone else up there.
Is would it be okay if it would be like, all right, I've got a painting that I like up there, whether it's me or whatever.
Yeah.
You can put something else up somewhere else in the house.
As long as it doesn't start like art warfare. Like one day you wake up and there's just like a painting of here with his butt cheeks spread open. Like it doesn't escalate to that
this
point.
This is art. Yeah. This is art.
There's no nugget in that butt cheek either. I don't know why.
As long as there's no nugget in that, it's fine.
It's in the brown eye of the beholder. Like as long as I get to that.
Yeah, no, no, no. I mean, you're allowed to sort of make your own sort of styling and stuff like that. But the communal spaces, I guess, are the hard ones to say.
The
how
communal
you
spaces
decide.
Is always hard. Like as someone who's lived with other people as well, you got to all agree on what's up there in the communal space.
I would, I think
I've got it.
Yeah.
Commission a photo with the two of you.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good one. Yeah.
He might not
on like horses
that sort of,
or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Or you're both regal. You're both in the queen outfit like you were saying in medieval.
I think.
Maybe not.
That would be really funny. Yeah. We'll just do this instead. Sorry. Yeah. I'm going rogue again.
I'm not actually going to do it, Damien. You're so excited.
I'm going rogue. No, this would be really funny.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So concede, take the painting down from the mantle, the normal one.
Yeah.
What you do is you invite them back into your room for a talk and act like nothing's up. Little does he know, right? The painting that had you lying down naked, you've now had them painted in naked too. And you're both lying there together.
Yeah, right.
Put it back up in the wall and don't acknowledge it. Yeah. That's my advice.
I think that's not a bad thing. I think you should basically say, well, it's either the naked photo of me, drop painting of me, or
the naked
one, the
photo
regal,
of us.
Or the regal one. What do you want? You want this one or that one?
That's a good one. Yeah. Not of us. Maybe just one or the other, the original
they
ones.
They paid good money for this. Probably cost them $5 on Fiverr. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If you can tell after 4 years of doing this podcast, I'm not giving serious advice anymore. This is I'm going rogue.
I like the naked one there.
It's not one that needs serious advice, so I think take it as you will.
Take it as you please, nugget in the butt.
All right, let's leave it there for Chavril. This next one is my one, and it's going to come from Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What were they
called?
The Scooby-Doo couple.
They were called Freddie McGellar.
Freddie McGellar. No, the Scooby-Doo couple, I reckon. They were both in Scooby-Doo.
Fred and the other one.
Yes, that's
Daphne.
What everyone called them, the Scooby-Doo couple.
Hey, Scooby-Doo couple.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the Scooby-Doo couple write in, how to deal with 5 to 10 birds not wanting to leave my balcony. Please help me with some advice. They are not afraid of me, not even afraid of a scarecrow that I managed to place there. They hide behind my pots of flowers and they don't want to leave for the whole day. It's very difficult to clean their excrement unless I wash my 9th floor balcony, which is a source of complaints from the lower floor neighbors. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle
You'd
Gellar.
Essentially be raining turds on everybody below if you did that.
Right. It's so true. It'd just be flowing down.
I think what you could do is what our good friend Damien has done is become one with the birds, become friends with
get
the birds.
Get a bird outfit.
Yes. Get a bird outfit. Dress up as a clocker. Like, this is what Damien has done. Yeah. He wanted to become friends with a crow. This is how he's doing
he
it.
He became the crow.
He became the crow.
The crow of Melbourne. He was like scale building tops with white face paint on.
How dare you, first off. This is assassination of my character. And I will not stand for it. No, and I will not sit for it either. Instead, I'm going to hover awkwardly in between both of them.
I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh
right
mad.
Down. No. But I think the worst thing to do is befriend them because they're hanging out regardless. So you don't want to say, hey, soup's on, boys, and open the door and tell them to come in.
Yeah. Give them bread and stuff like that. Start feeding
the bread
birds.
Line. The bird bread line. Yeah.
We've documented my battle with the birds.
Yep.
I'm losing at the moment. They've stolen my strawberries. Mm. They're digging up my garden. They're pooping on everything.
Yep.
I'm a defeated man.
It's hard.
I give up.
Vermin is an issue. But I will say, if birds is the worst of your situation, then you've got it relatively good.
That's
right?
Pretty good.
Have you ever had any sort of like a mouse or rat problem? Sort of other creature?
Until I moved into this house, I'd never seen a huntsman.
You'd never seen a huntsman spider?
And never in person.
Right. On television.
On television. But like, and since we moved in, I think we've had about 3.
Right.
And my girlfriend is never wants to kill them. And I'm the biggest chicken, but I do it.
Yeah. You have to be the man of the house.
Well, she doesn't want to kill them as in she like wants them to live. And
No. She's like, kill the vermin, just not me. She wants to get rid of them.
Yeah,
and if I was a brave man, I don't like killing spiders.
Yeah.
If I was a brave man, I would escort the huntsman out.
Yeah, right.
But when it's the size
tell him, mate, you've had enough.
Exactly. But when it's the size of your face, it's a bit harder to like, you know.
It's hard to accept that.
To ask it to leave.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't even pick it up. I can't deal with that stuff.
It's a fear that like, I think as an Australian, like you have to sort of just know that there's a good chance there'll be a spider. Mm-hmm. You'll have a huntsman
around
encounter.
The corner. Yeah.
It could be in your car. They somehow get in your car.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Or on your car. Even if they're on the outside of my car and I'm driving and there's a spider crawling on my car, I don't want to leave the car. I'll probably drive it into...
I will accept my
I'll
life
drive
in the
it
car.
Into the ocean. Yeah. I'll drive it into the river. I'll be on the bottom of the Yarra if I have to be.
Tom leaves behind.
Yeah, all because of a spider that apparently doesn't even bite.
Don't they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So, like, birds to me aren't really, like, a big problem. To me, I think the only problem is the mess.
Yes.
Unless they're swooping.
The poopy mess.
The poopy mess. Yes. Now, Marcus, you had a pigeon
yes,
problem
yeah,
at your old house.
At my old house, at my parents' house, actually, there was a bird problem.
It wasn't a problem necessarily, but
it was a pigeon problem.
There were often pigeons around.
Do you remember, Tom, looking out of your upstairs window, looking across to my house, and because we had a two-story house, on the bottom story roof was a pile of bird shit.
Yeah.
Because there was a pile, like a good
like
6 feet.
Like a literal
six
pile.
Feet.
It was huge.
It was huge.
You've heard of Mount Fuji. This is Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji was there.
It was
100%.
Pile.
Did you climb it?
Nah.
He didn't
have the right tools. I didn't have the right tools.
Oxygen tank, a Sherpa.
People have died on Mount Everest and people have died on Mount Fuji.
Like, it's just like, I didn't climb it. I just stepped in it.
How do you not see Mount Fuji coming, right?
Yeah, exactly. It just happens. Oops. Nah, but it is a problem.
Yeah.
100% bird shitting is a problem. And I recall my dad for good 12 years of my life, if not longer, trying to figure out this goddamn pigeon problem.
Yeah.
And it was a pigeon problem.
He was like Wile E. Coyote, and that was Roadrunner.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my dad was Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah,
and right. I get your dad's pain because you don't want to have like a pigeon genocide on your hands.
No,
I don't want to be killing spiders left and right.
He would have killed pigeons.
John Wick. He would just be like ripping their heads off.
Yeah, he would have if it sent the right message to the rest of them. He would have.
If you've seen the second Matrix movie where he fights all those Agent Smiths,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I saw your dad fighting birds.
Pigeons,
like that. Similar to like that.
Well, make sure Mike Tyson doesn't hear this podcast because he loves pigeons.
Yeah,
he'll kill your dad.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. So my dad tried it multiple different ways, whether it was a eagle, like a toy eagle
fake
sort of thing.
Birds,
fake
yeah,
bird.
Yeah,
that would fly across like on a thingo. Mm-hmm. Birds love that. They don't give a shit. There was also the cages that, you know, it catch one, it would die in the cage. He's like, well, it's killed the other one.
Let
like
the
it's
other
dead.
Birds know what you saw.
No, don't care. They still go there.
Yeah.
Only one thing got rid of the pigeons. One thing.
What was it?
A cat.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
I was
going
to say, what did stop it? But yeah, of
it
course.
Was a cat.
You had a bouncer.
We had a cat that would eventually would just go onto the roof, killed one or two birds.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
No pigeon. And then that cat eventually ran away. No bird came back though.
Oh, right. It's like the message was sent.
The message was sent.
I like to think that his last adventure was to the bird headquarters.
Yeah.
And he
he was John Wick
in it. Pulled a grenade and he was just like, this is for Marcus's family.
Yeah.
And exploded the cave.
And the cat.
Cost the cat's life, but now there's no more poopy.
That was his last life. Yeah, that was true.
He used all nine with that one grenade.
To kill all those birds.
Nine grenades he had.
But yeah, that's the only way that those birds were gotten rid of.
I get where this person's coming from because I go to balcony.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I've gone on holiday to Queensland and stuff, like birds will just flock to the balcony and they hang out because, you know, they're up high all the time.
Yeah.
It reminds
me of... I don't need to go all the way to the ground.
Exactly.
Up perch right here.
And it reminds me of once we were in Queensland. It's when I was quite young. I was eating cornflakes and like a cockatiel landed.
Yeah.
And I gave it to cockatiel, loved it. My dad said, don't feed him because I'll keep coming back. I was like, okay, dad.
But he loves Nutri-Grain.
he loves the Nutri-Grain.
My dad left and I grabbed a bag of cornflakes.
You're like, not only am I going to feed him one, let's give him a hand.
I'm
going to
put him on my dick. See what happens.
Not far off. I sprinkled them all over the floor of the balcony, all over the furniture.
Oh my God.
And I left.
Yeah.
And I was like, and now I play the waiting game.
Yeah.
And I came back to, I reckon, at least like 30 cockatiels on the balcony. And I went out and just stood amongst them.
And I am one of the bird people.
Yeah. I remember my dad walking out and be like, what have you
done? Yeah.
And me just standing amongst
you're
the
like
birds.
Ace Ventura when all the animals coming out of his house.
That was my vacation. That was the highlight. Forget Movie World and Dream World. That was my...
How much
I loved
shit
it.
Was on the balcony.
Yeah, right, he's making snow angels in the poo.
It was coated. But it was a good time.
A nice coat of poo. Okay, so this person here, right? They want to get rid of the birds.
I think it
is very difficult in order to take wildlife because you can't reason with animals.
No,
that's the one thing. You can't reason with animals.
Come on, bird. Get out of here.
I don't know. I reason with you guys every week.
Oh, you dirty dog. You dirty dog.
Let's just leave it.
Unless if you've got an infestation of animals, you can exterminate, right?
Yeah.
There are certain animals that are acceptable to be exterminated.
Yes.
I don't know about birds. I think a lot of birds are protected species.
No, you can kill a lot of birds.
Can you?
Yeah.
I thought like things like magpies and stuff, you can't. can't.
I don't know about magpies, but the most common bird you kill a lot of.
Look, I've taken a drone up into the sky, and magpies do not like drones.
No, they
do not like drones.
I don't know about a magpie. I don't want to comment on the magpie. I don't know much about bird lore.
Yeah, as a Collingwood supporter as well, you probably don't like it. Magpies are your friends.
Yes. Now, you know those birds that are like brown with black head?
They're Indian miners.
Yeah, them. They you can kill. Pigeons you can kill.
You
can't kill.
Are you sure?
You can't.
I think you're wrong about this.
I'm pretty sure most birds you cannot kill.
I don't think you can just like walk around with a BB gun just capping Indian miners left and right.
Maybe not. But Vernon like pigeons, I'm sure.
Maybe. I don't know, dude. I don't think you can just start
can't go on personal with birds.
You can't just start culling animals like
if I snapped the bird's neck in the street and someone saw it, I think they'd probably report me.
I'm going to say, everybody who's listening to this who just picked up their gun to go kill birds, don't listen to Marcus.
Yeah, right. Like,
because don't listen to Marcus about that, but listen to Damien about putting a nugget up your butt, all right?
I think that's more reasonable advice than killing birds willy-nilly.
Yeah, all right.
When that person's in court getting trialed for bird murder, they're going to say, but a guy on a podcast told me to do it.
Yeah, well, this is not legal advice, guys. I'm not a lawyer.
We need to work some sort of line in the intro song to have this is not legal advice, or like some sort of disclaimer.
How about with like every episode title, put an asterisk next to it?
Maybe, yeah. That asterisk stands for this is not legal advice. Yeah, we're not familiar with bird law. Okay, so what do we want to say to this person then? How do you deal with it?
The message that I said about getting a cat won't work on a balcony because the cat will probably try and jump, pounce, kill the bird, and then kill itself. So no cats, please.
I think he's tried to do it himself. I think he needs to call an exterminator company and be like, what can I do about these birds? And they will have the proper tools, cages, things like that, maybe processes that he has to go through. I would say an exterminator, whether it's legal or not to kill them, he'll be able to help out.
He'll be able to figure out whether it's legal or not.
Yep. I was just going to say, do like the train station thing or like, do you know, like stick like spikes sticking up from like, that's kind of dangerous though in your balcony.
Yeah, but I mean,
it pricks the bird once and then... Yeah,
it's like how they make furniture uncomfortable for like people to sleep on because they don't want people to sleep. It's like you want to do the same, but for the birds.
I'm just going to say, just don't hurt the birds.
Don't hurt the
birds.
This
is the one question I'm not going to go right on.
We don't know.
Because Marcus did that for me.
I'm just looking up. You can kill a lot of them.
Oh, my God.
I've got a list of all these birds that you can kill. It's a long weekend. Let's get out
there. I'm not going to say which birds you can kill, but there's a lot you can't. So don't do that. Look it up yourself.
What is this podcast evolved into?
It's a hunting podcast.
What's the name of the website, by the way?
Hold on.
I just want to say how impartial they are. Yeah.
Petsmart.org.au.
Oh, I don't believe that.
All right. Well, don't believe whatever you want, all right, Mr. I don't believe the internet.
Their motto is probably like, the smartest pet is a dead pet.
No.
It's probably their motto.
Their motto is, if you don't know if you can kill it, don't shoot it.
It's on their website.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make a blanket statement here. Do not kill any animals. Please, all right.
We love animals. No animal cruelty.
We love animals on this podcast. No,
he's waiting to die. No killing animals, guys.
All right. No killing animals. But the spikes on the thing, I think, is not killing it. It's just deterrent.
Make it a deterrent. You have to deter them in whatever way you can. Yeah. All right. We've killed the mood, so let's just kill the podcast. That's the only thing that has died. That's actually all the time we have for the podcast, guys. But great questions brought to the table, as always.
I think so, yes.
Do you have plans for your long weekend?
Ooh, no plans for me.
I'm still going to go on hunting, actually.
I'm going to a friend's house who lives sort of in the country.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe there is a hunting tour on.
Doesn't make it legal if it's in the country, Marcus.
Like, you're not crossing international waters.
We don't know. So nothing interesting.
I'll go to a barbecue. That's about it. Stuff. Not much, yeah. What about Damien?
Yeah, I'm doing things.
Yeah, good stuff. You don't need to tell us.
Nothing interesting enough to talk about on the podcast.
None of your business.
None of you. Tom?
No, none of your business.
Weddings?
Yeah, I got weddings.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's leave it there for the podcast, though. As I said, great questions brought to the table as always. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at tquhpodcast@gmail.com. But that is all the time we have. Thank you to everyone out there for listening. Thank you, of course, to Marcus.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you to Damien.
Thanks, guys.
And as we end every episode,
stay curious.
Thank you again for listening. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us a question of your own, you can email us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com.
That email again, Tom,
is tqhpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on what, Marcus?
We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook
at tqhpodcast. You can find us there. And we are also on, Damien,
wherever you can get a podcast, that is where the TQH podcast is. Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, you name it, we are on there.
And if you head over to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and leave a review, that would be fantastic. 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Thanks for listening.